You can have all the Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio podcast with our new app. Just search your app store, Apple, Android, Kindle. We don't care what you use. Search the app store for Explorations Early Learning. Download the app. Give it a try. Welcome to another episode of the Child Care Barn Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. In studio, I've got Lisa Murphy.
Hello.
And E.T.
That's me.
That's engineer Tiffany hanging out, running the soundboard for us to do and telling Lisa how to spit the smooth sounds into the mic.
I like that I'm now just a first name like Madonna.
Yeah, yeah. You've become a mononym. I can't remember. It's a thing. You have to look it up. It's a thing. I got it wrong. That's not the right one. But today's topic, we're talking more about class rules. Another one that we see all over the place is be nice to friends. It's on the poster board, and it's decorated, and it's written in Sharpie. Be nice to friends is a class rule. Lisa Murphy?
I saw this on the wall when we were going to come in and start talking about this, and I like freaked out because there's two words in here that just makes me stupid crazy when we're talking about preschool kids, and one of them is nice and the other one is friends.
Well, then we should at least have a 20-minute podcast about the topic. where you want to get started?
What does be nice mean?
Crap. In this situation, I think it means me pouring you a little drink.
Can I use that glass?
nice is hard to define because
I don't have a cup.
I'll get you a glass. You talk for a second. I'll get you a glass. Nice. Hey, Tiffany, you still picking me up?
Nice. What does it mean by being nice?
It's on the microphone. Can you still hear
it? It sounds like you're on another planet.
Sweet. Okay.
Sure. Well, we're back clean? Here.
Does it matter?
It's pretty clean enough. It's clean enough.
Based
for
on what
whiskey.
I'm pouring in it, does it matter?
All right. So nice is a pretty nebulous word because I know a lot of young children who wrestling around and punching each other is their way of connecting and having physical contact
and communicating.
And communicating. And so in their minds, nice is punching their friends and jumping on their backs and trying to ride them like a magic unicorn, which may not be nice in the way that the adult in that classroom defines it. Tiffany's leaning into her mic, so that means Tiffany's got something to say. What do you
Can
got?
Can we clarify? Is it still nice if the person they're riding like a magical unicorn is crying and screaming for them to stop?
Well, I don't know. As a dude who's done this, yeah, sometimes it may be.
This is why I'm asking what nice means, because the kid might be trying to be nice. Hey, we want to play.
Well, right? I just Googled what the definition of nice is.
Oh, this will be.
Here we go.
It's an adjective, pleasing, agreeable, delightful, pleasant, kind, precision. That's interesting. Oh, as in nice workmanship, right? A nice handling of a crisis, taking care, tact, delicacy, a job that requires nice measurements. I think we're more up here. Pleasing, agreeable, or delightful. So there's a lot of room for individual interpretation in this.
And so you've got
it's too abstract. I mean, yeah, it's really we've taken 3 minutes to say it's too abstract of a concept.
You got a lead teacher, an assistant, maybe a couple volunteers in and out of the room, and a dozen kids. That's 15 plus definitions of what the word nice will be, and so that can be problematic for a rule.
Yeah, because what does it mean? Now, at the end of the day, we know theoretically sitting around here at our campfire, right? We kind of get the gist of it. But those are the kinds of things that children learn about when it's modeled and they experience it consistently. So you will a byproduct of children being treated respectfully is that they in turn will start to treat other people respectfully.
It's almost magical the way that happens.
You didn't want to say that.
It's almost science-y the way that
it's
happens.
It's almost science the way that happens.
And I mean, it really is. It's Lisa's whole apples make apples theory. When we treat people the way we want to be treated, they tend to learn how to treat people that way. Children become what they experience. And so if we want nice, we should maybe not put it on the poster board on the wall. We should model it consistently in the lives of young children.
And realizing that when you have, as you've pointed out, 18 toddlers hanging out in the same room all day, to actually expect that nice, excuse me, wasn't it nice that I covered
my
mouth?
That was very polite. That was nice.
To actually expect that everybody is always kind of having this magical, lovey, nice experience, it's not reasonable. It's not going to happen. So to run around saying, be nice, be nice, be nice, you know, the reality is that when you have a group of people hanging out together for 12 hours a day, if they're actually interacting, you're going to have conflict and you're going to have, you know, whatever, crisis. And so it's not always a being nice. It's, you know, how are we treating each other? How are we working together to solve our problems?
Another problem I see is that I have seen be nice to friends hung up as a rule in toddler rooms. And when our definition of nice as adults includes behaviors that are physiologically and developmentally impossible for the age of the children in the room, we're setting ourselves up for failure, because be nice in the toddler room probably means no biting to the adult in the room. Well, toddlers are wired to bite in certain situations. If the belly's empty, or the mood is upset, or they're hungry, or they want to find out how something tastes, biting becomes a thing, and it's completely developmentally appropriate at that age in some situations, but it's not nice. And so our expectations need to be...
Nor is it nice when the teacher's all like, rah, stop biting! You know, that's not nice.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so, not nice when, as we talked about with Savannah a couple episodes back, it's not nice when the adult is swooping up the child from behind and plopping them into the high chair or onto the changing table. That's not nice, too. A lot of times the crap we're doing as the adults in the room isn't what children would define as nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we break our own rules.
Oh, but we're the adult. They don't apply.
Yeah,
right?
They don't apply to us. And so be nice to friends. Does that mean you can...
That's a whole other layer of fun right there.
You can screw around with the kids that aren't your friends?
I mean, and again, if you've listened to me before, I always say I never want to go into like workshop mode when we're here at the podcasting. But I mean, kids can smell a loophole a mile away, right? So if you run around saying, be nice to your friends or don't hit your friends... You know, he's not my friend. Boom.
Boom.
So now you've made that interaction okay. And the reality is that we're not always friends here.
Oh, but Lisa, we're all friends here.
Actually, we're not. And why do we think we should be?
Yeah.
But we be respectful of each other and have conversations and get to know each other, but... You know, we might not all be friends. Are all the staff friends? Let's elevate it up to the adults in the room.
I was just going
to
say, how often is that you find a program where there's a cohesive bond among all the people on the staff, that they're all friends and they're all going to each other's barbecues and birthday parties? Hell no, that doesn't happen. They divide up into their little cliques and tribes, and that's the way we humans are. And to take that reality and try to morph it into something different in a preschool classroom is it's a recipe for pain and suffering for all involved.
Okay, I think
we're
done.
Well, I guess that's the episode. Hey, friend, you got anything to say? You got anything to say, friend?
I thought you were saying that to be a turd.
Well, I was, but no, you got anything? You got anything to throw into the conversation?
It's so unrealistic to expect people to be nice all the time. I agree. Yes.
It's an admirable goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be a rule. It makes sense to work toward being nice to everyone all the time.
I think everybody who's listening and everybody sitting around this table, I mean, we are all well aware of the fact that it can be amazingly challenging to put into practice what we know we should always be doing, right?
Yeah.
Because we're human.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, nice... In the dictionary definition of the word, is hard. Yesterday we pumped out 13 podcast episodes, and we worked from about 10 in the morning, kind of got a late start till after 10:30, just about 11 o'clock at night, knocking those out. And there were times where we were all getting hungry or thirsty or tired or grumpy, and so it was hard to sometimes to be nice to even people that are your friends. It's sometimes hard to be nice to them, and when you expect kids to be nice to kids that they don't like,
yeah,
well, that's what a recipe the hell
for disaster. So what I was going to say is, in an effort to like not just whine about something. Mm-hmm. So how could we rephrase this? Like, what would be a more potentially for people who are not yet at the point of being able to say that there's only one rule and it's people are not for hurting, for those who are still kind of, no, okay, I'm ready to start tweaking and rethinking. What are some suggestions on what this might, how might this be reworded, edited? To serve us better, them better, the kids, the classroom, the families better. And I don't have an answer. I'm asking the room.
I got one. Some people are going to hate this one, but I got one. Don't be an asshole.
I love that. I bought that book.
Oh, is that a book?
Actually, it's called Don't Be a Dick. Oh, but okay. It has that, yeah, that the asterisk, right? Uh-huh. So you don't, you know, because the I's not there, you don't know what the word is.
What? That's what that book is called?
I mean, you'd probably get a lot of blowback from parents and the administrator if you actually put that on your poster board. But that's what we want, right? Hey,
try hard to not be an ass today.
Do your best not to be an ass.
But you know what? That's so much more realistic.
Yeah.
Because then at the end of the day, you're like, you know what? I wasn't an ass today. Okay. Or I was just a little bit of an ass.
Yeah, I was less of an ass than yesterday. So how do we get to that we could actually, what language could we use to get to something we could actually put on the poster board? Don't be an ass, don't be a dick, don't be...
But why does it have to be don't? Maybe we can can we flip that? What would be a positive?
So what's the opposite of ass? Be a...
Be nice.
Be nice.
I wonder if this is less of a kid rule and more of a teacher rule. Mm-hmm. Do listeners have rules for teachers? I'm looking around.
The listeners are in the room right now.
I don't know.
Because we have the Bev Boss rules posted, which are the rules for adults in the room, and then the rules for the kids are run a kid.
Be. Yeah. Be.
This seems like one of those adult rules.
Be mindful. Be respectful, but this is an adult rule.
How about bring your most self-actualized self to the classroom on any given day?
I actually love that.
Be your best self.
Right, and that circles back to the question I asked on Facebook last night. What allows you to be your best self? And are you doing that? And if, in fact, you start making perhaps more time to figure out how to keep yourself full, you will automatically do this, get better at doing this without having to be told.
Okay, so maybe we don't need the rule at all. Maybe we need to be better at meeting the emotional and social needs of children in our classrooms, and then this doesn't even become a problem. We talked recently to Tamar Jacobson about the children's need for attention. If everybody in the environment is getting the attention that they need, all this be nice to friends stuff becomes a non-issue because everybody is getting what they need, and we don't need to waste the Sharpie ink to put it on the board, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
I agree. When you start unpacking some of this, I think once again, every single individual thing that you can go and talk about, like we always do, at the end of the day comes back to two or three main bullet points and the relationships and the self-care and communicating. It all comes back to that. So, you know, you can go off on tangents all day long about the specific subtle nuances and all of that business, but it still is going to come back to these things. So how do we work better at being mindful of paying attention to those bullet points, those main, the common denominators in all of the conversations? Mm.
That was nice.
Was it? Was that nice? That fake fart?
Well, yeah, it was a nice fart. It was. I like me a good fake fart now. I mean, I'm a big fan of real farts now and then too. I mean, I don't want this. We might have to do a whole fart episode. We've never done that
before. I've got one good fart story that I'll save for that
episode. That'll be a good episode. Well, you got a good fart?
I have more than one.
Tiffany, Portland is known for its farters. What if this was hung in the teacher lounge, the staff lounge?
I love the idea of elevating everything that we do, like bringing it back up to an adult understanding. So when I say to you, you know, like would you respond if somebody did this to you? And I think we just get into that habit of just going through the day and we don't ever stop to think about the fact that a lot of the stuff that we do to children, we would never, ever want done to our own selves. So that disconnect just makes me crazy. Or to your own children. I've actually heard people say that too. Like, oh, I would never do this to my own kids. Children.
Yeah, and so elevating that to the adult world. So I'm in the grocery store and I'm a little annoyed with the
because somebody's texting in the middle of the aisle.
Oh, I wasn't gonna go. That annoys me frequently. Periodically, Lisa Murphy will just open her messages and there'll be a picture of me stuck behind people that are talking in the middle. Old retired guys flirting with the young clerk. In the grocery produce. Store and I can't get my damn cart through the aisle. But I was gonna go with me being a dick in the checkout line because the person before me was paying in nickels or something and then I end up being unpleasant to the cashier because somebody got under my skin. And I now own this. I do this sometimes and I try not to do it, but it happens. And then it would be like the person behind me saying, hey Jeff, let's be nice to our friends.
And when you're at that moment, that's like, don't tell me to calm down.
Yeah, that doesn't do anybody any good. And so you make I've got a fairly decent grasp on my emotions most of the time, and I've got fairly decent composure most of the time, and I've got a lot of experience doing this. If you are 3.5 or 4 or 6, and you are still getting to know your emotions and manage them, and then some. Well-intended adult
who's tall, you know, three times the size of you,
and comes and tells you, "Let's be nice to our friends." When you are at your emotional breaking point, it does no one any good.
That is very true. Nor do they even understand what it means.
Yeah,
cognitively, it's too abstract.
And so, our rules should be things that children can understand, or they should fade. Fade away into the ether.
What?
Huh?
The kid?
No, the rules. The rules. We can't have the kids fading away into the ether.
There should be some sound effects with that.
And I don't even know what ether is. Is that a thing can things really fade away into the ether? Or is that an old timey thing?
It's gas, so yeah, you could fade away.
Tech support is on it.
Okay, we'll figure this out. The friends thing, that still bugs the heck out of me because we try to create this image of early learning programs where everybody's a friend and it's all harmonious, and that's just not the reality, because so and so, you know, that one kid, she might be a jerk. I mean, and she might be somebody that it's hard to be friends with, and so it is hard for other kids to see that person as a friend. And if we force upon them the idea that we're all friends, it creates a very unrealistic image and expectation for the adult world. They learn very quickly what a frenemy is. I have to call this person my friend because Miss So-and-so said she's my friend, but
we don't get along at all.
We don't get along at all. And so there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of frenemies in preschool classrooms.
Well, yeah. I mean, and if you really want to unpack it apart, I mean, it sets everybody up for failure. You know, we've established this kind of rule that you're supposed to be friendly and nice and kind all the time. And no human is friendly, nice, and kind all the time. But now you've got a whole bunch of little kids who, you know, are going to hide their emotions, right? That's why they beat somebody up behind the shed and not, you know, bring the conflict out in the open, because, you know, whether it's spoken or implied, I've been given the huge message that this isn't going to be okay here.
Yeah, yeah, it goes underground.
So then what's wrong with me, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody else is friends here, but I'm not feeling friendly today.
Yeah, yeah, it becomes sneaky. Oh, I think we have an update on the ether, no?
It's not referring to ether, the gas or substance. It's referring to ether as in where ghosts come from.
Mm. Okay, well, we don't want to send anybody there. You want to go to fade off into the ether and have ghosts attack you. Well, that we don't, and we don't want to gas them.
No,
I in researching that topic was listening, and I wonder what nice is actually a euphemism for.
What is nice?
Be good. Don't push my buttons.
Don't do what I say.
It means do what I say.
Yeah. Yes. Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
Don't.
Do what I
just
want.
Don't.
Make my job easier.
Somebody's more Jeff swearing. It means don't fuck around.
Hey.
Don't,
be nice.
Don't be an asshole and don't fuck around. That's what it, I mean. That's what we're really trying to say in cutesy sweet talk.
Well, I think it does go into that bigger kind of issue of somehow there's this perception or this notion that it's supposed to all be, you know, hearts and love and rainbows all the time just because they're little children. And then we deprive them of those real big feelings that sometimes that they have. But we're, you know, working under this myth that, you know, just because you're small doesn't mean you have big emotions or big thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. And our job ultimately is to prepare these little people for surviving and thriving in the real world. And when we create this cotton candy and unicorn version of the real world for them in our early learning settings, we don't do a good job of preparing them. Now, I'm not saying we need to make it the Hunger Games.
Right, right.
And give them all weapons and the last one standing is the victor, because that's not a good representation of the real world either. But letting people decide who their friends are and figure out nice from their culture and their environment is probably a much more realistic example. You know, we talk a little bit when we're talking about these rules about the implied rules behind the written rules. And I think really without me cussing all the time, what this boils down to is don't rock the boat. Mm. Just chill. Be chill. Be chill, dude.
Yeah, but be chill, dude, I think is more along the lines of what we're looking for.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And don't rock the boat is sometimes what we're working to be the opposite of. You know, we're trying to get people to become a little bit better at rocking the boat. But yet, you know, from the time some of these children are less than two, it's kind of becomes modeled.
It's all about compliance.
It's not a, yeah.
And so instead of be nice to friends, the thing we write on the cardstock is chill, dude.
Yeah, be authentic. Be authentic.
I still like be your best self. I know we were talking about it for grown-ups. But sometimes, you know, you woke up at 4 a.m. and your best self is, I need a snack and I need to hang on all day until I can go home again and chill out at home. Like, that's your best self that day. You know?
And not trying to push through that too fast. Like, allowing yourself to sit with, this is what I got today. This is what I'm able to bring.
Yeah, this is.
And I'm aware that it might not be as patient as perhaps it was yesterday or as whatever, but this is where I am today. And if we get better at doing that for ourselves, I mean, this is Psych 101, right? If we become more comfortable and more confident in being able to do that for ourselves, we're going to be more inclined to do that and facilitate that with other people.
Yeah, well, it you know, yoga, they talk about the whole idea that yoga isn't a competition. It's you do the poses the best you can do them today. And you're not competing with anybody else. You're not even competing with yourself yesterday or yourself tomorrow. You're just doing the best you can do in this moment. And so what we really want to have unfold in our early learning settings is everybody doing the best that they can do today with what they are emotionally and physically capable of. That'd be hard to get.
That's
on
a big
chart.
Long, yeah.
couldn't fit that. That wouldn't be. And I think that's another overall problem with a lot of these rules is they're you got to be able to fit them. You got to be able to fit at least five of them on a standard size piece of poster board, and so that makes a little bit. You want them to fit on bumper stickers, and that's not the reality of the world either. So if we beat this horse to death,
I think so. This horse done been dead.
You got anything else to wrap this up, Tiffany?
I think we need to make some rules for Jeff for podcasting.
Oh yeah,
up next.
Uh oh.
Number one, Jeff. Be nice.
Piss off. No horses were actually beaten in the creation of this podcast. Thanks for listening to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh. Hey, you want to support all the Upstairs Studio podcasts? It's as simple as this. Use our Amazon link when you shop Amazon. We get a small percentage of what you spend. You don't pay any extra. You get your stuff from Amazon. Everybody wins. Where do you find the link? Well, it's on the Explorations Early Learning app. You can find it on the Explorations Early Learning website. And if you don't find it in those places, just get a hold of Jeff on Facebook or via email, and he'll hand deliver it to your inbox. Thanks for your support. Bye-bye.